All right, so we have taken a look at what Mark Cuban and Cynthia Marshall are doing to turn around the culture at the Dallas Mavericks organization. And I tell you what, that is going to be a major challenge. But how many of you are convinced that if they do indeed get that turned around, and I believe they will, with the kind of sincerity that Mark Cuban brings to the table, the passion that he and Cynthia Marshall bring to the table, their determination to turn this situation around, I believe they're going to do it. They're going to be successful. I'm not going to say that everyone's heart will be changed. Every single person in that organization will have pure hearts and all of that. I believe the culture is going to change. Cynthia Marshall mentioned that AT&T, she never experienced sexual harassment. And I'm sure that there are many organizations, especially some of the of various sizes, mid-sized businesses, small businesses, where sexual harassment has never been part of the work equation, has never been part of the environment, has never been part of the culture. And so there's no question, there's absolutely no question that it is possible to live free from an environment, a culture of sexual harassment. I think they'll get it turned around. She's doing her thing. They're doing their thing, working together. And, of course, we need to make sure that as we move forward, we looked at books that people can read to help them with their entrepreneurial dreams. We talked about also the fact that, particularly as we featured the song Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, that reversals, changes are needed for so many, not only individuals, but groups. Women need to be free from the concern, maybe even the fear, of being sexually harassed. Women need to be able to go to work confident that sexual harassment is not going to be part of the work equation. Can you imagine how much better life gets when someone gets up, getting ready to go to work, and they don't even have to think about whether or not sexual harassment is going to come into play? They literally don't even have to think about it, because it just doesn't happen. Or if it used to happen, it is only in the past. A new day has come and that madness has gone. Can you imagine how beautiful, how much more beautiful life becomes for people who move into a work environment where racial discrimination is not part of the work equation? Yeah, there's so much that we need to do and that we can do to make life so much better for so many. But here's the thing. I often talk about not only how life can be made so unpleasant by people outside of the group, but how life is also made unpleasant by people within the group. One of the issues that plagues the black community, for example, is the problem with drug dealing. And a lot of people make it clear that a large part of the issue of drug dealing is the fact that people from outside of the black community are largely responsible for having dumped drugs into the black community for the purpose of destroying the members of the black community. They knew that the drugs would tear families apart. They knew that the drugs would make people unproductive. And that's the reason they dumped the drugs in there, putting them in the possession of black people who would then spread the killers amongst our own community. I would like to say, listen, there is no law that says we have to help anyone destroy us. Regardless of what community, what ethnic community may have dropped drugs into the black community, it is necessary for the members of the black community who are dealing drugs to stop dealing drugs. And there's no need using that as an excuse. Well, hey, the demand is there. So as long as people keep saying we want the drugs, no, don't do that. Be bigger than that. There are a whole lot of folks who absolutely refuse to deal drugs just because folks want the drugs. There are people who want organs, but you don't have everybody killing people to get those organs just because there's a demand for them. How many of you have gotten upset as we've heard about and or read about people killing animals, elephants, tigers, you name it, because of the financial profit that's in it, and you've gotten outraged? People killing beautiful animals just for the sport and the bragging rights. And we get outraged. And there are many of us who will not go out there killing animals just because we can get paid. Members of the black community, stop making life miserable for members of the black community. Stop helping people outside the community destroy the community. Women, what can you do to help make life better for women? Sexual harassment is wrong. It needs to be stopped, no question. But sexual harassment perpetrated by men is not the only type of situation that makes life miserable for women in the workplace. Look at what else is going on and see what you can do to make life better too. One of the worst things we can do is be irate because someone outside the group makes life miserable for the group. And then we do our part to make life miserable for the group. That's not right either. Let's do what we can to let some of life's best moments come through us to each member of the community that we can impact. Till next time.